So welcome everybody here in Olaf's cabin in Golo, Norway. Did I pronounce this right?
Yes, thank you, David. I'm very happy to be here with you and to experience the nature of in the middle of Norway.
Yeah, so what we're gonna do today is our first episode of the Mountain Talks, as we call it. We came up with that idea last year when we met in Poland, and we are very happy to host you guys here. And we're gonna talk about nature and how it affects our creativity and our inspiration. And we talk about the need to go away from our daily routine and the hustle just to ground ourselves, find ourselves, and then find where we want to go in the next time, and then gather energy to really go forward.
Yeah, it's important to take a step backwards sometimes and experience something else than you're doing every day and seek for inspiration, especially back to the nature, where the nature is pure, clean. You have the sun, you have the rain, you have all the weather conditions, and you are in the elements. We have now been walking on skis, we have been on trips by our own feet and see the stars, which we don't see so much in the cities. We see it here because it's no other light that disturbs it.
That's true, and that throws you back to the basics actually, and you start to deal with yourself while standing at a fire, for example, which is very basic as well. It touches our basic instincts, and we try to understand what really counts for us, and we start to feel what's really important to us. So when we come back to civilization, as I would say, we have a clear understanding what we want to spend time on, and what counts for us and what is to be neglected.
Yeah, that's true. And we understand when we are up here that there is no time. It is just cycles that we are a part of, and we can jump in and out of the cycles according to what we want ourselves. To seek inspiration, creativity, to look for innovations, anything is actually possible. You just co connect.
That's absolutely true. So you absolutely connect. And the funny thing is that I took off my watch when I came here, so I had no feeling for time at all. It was only about being part of the cyclist, as you called it. And you have no disturbance here as well, so you are away from cell phone, email, all of that. You completely shut that down to get a deeper connection to yourself. And it helps you to find orientation in what really is. What's really important for you, and do not get lost in everything that's normally going on around us and affects our daily life. And it's very easy to get lost in the daily struggle and the daily hustle. So it's, from my point of view, very important to step back, as you said in the beginning, from time to time, and really go inwards and think, okay, where am I? Where do I want to go? What's important for me? Where do I want to focus on? What did I neglect the last times? And where do I want to put my energy to?
Yeah, and this is a reminder that you have to cocoon yourself sometimes and build up again something that you kind of missed out on or that is still not fulfill, still not fulfilled. So we have a lot of inspirations and what can I say? Inspirations from all the things that happen to us during the everyday life, and if that is too much, we forget about ourselves. So we need also to go back to ourselves where things are very interesting, many things that we really want to do, which we cannot do too much. And when you have no timepiece, as you said, you are surrendered to the elements and you kind of can float with your own pace. That is probably the best I feel when I'm up here in the mountains, that it's about my space and my pace. And I can kind of hold on myself much more.
Yeah, and you face your own limitations while facing the elements, actually, because then it's about you and the nature and nothing in between. So even when you force yourself to leave your comfort zone and try something completely new, like we did with the cross-country skiing for me, then you very quickly find your limitation, but as well your potential. and you have to connect with yourself to proceed with that, and that gives you trust in yourself, so to say, and it builds up your self-esteem, so you get power again, mental power, when you come back to your normal daily life, and you found your inner center by that, and the trust in yourself to really push on for the tasks that need to be fulfilled in your daily life.
Yeah, definitely. And when you was on your first cross-country trip, you didn't have any limits, and you just felt that you was together with me, and I decided what I believe it's your limit, how far can I push you? I will not push you so much that it ends to be fun as well. You need to have fun, and you need to have challenges. But if there's no more fun, there's too much challenges, you lose also interest for the things that could be a gateway out to experience something else, where you go in with your own reflections. You can hear the silence around you. You can hear the whispers of the skis in the snow. You can hear the nature, so a bird here and there. Some water is running. And you see that the nature is really hugging you. And you can be free with your own thoughts and get really inspired by yourself and have fun doing it.
Yeah, and that's that leads me to something different. It's about having somebody who challenges you from now and then to bring you forward or bring out the best in you, same as being a mentor. So it's always important to have somebody where you can contribute to and whom you can challenge, but in the same way he should challenge you back, and try to bring you out of your mental circle, so to say, where you are normally used to think in, and opens a door to see it from a different perspective to really go to the next level. And that is a good example for the cross country, that in that case you mentored me while learning this technique, and in other areas, especially when we talked about different topics, I managed to give you another viewpoint at it and initiated so to say a new vision from your side on things you were thinking through.
Yeah, that's true. And I was also very impressed about what you could do, because I defined your limit first day was 12 kilometers and you managed it, and you had, if I said 6, you would do that as well. And the next day we did 24 kilometers and you still manage, right? So it's about also having support from people around you who can read you and can understand where you are ready to master and where you can fail. And that is kind of the skill set we also have as coaches, mm-hmm. when we help and work with people, where we try to identify where is your border, your final border, and where we should bring you. Where, mm-hmm. because sometimes you shall not be challenged too much. If you had a bad storm, we would probably freeze in somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a good point. As a coach, you have to see the potential of your client. And even though he maybe does not see it, or he lost his self-esteem to really push on, but you are very convinced that this person is capable to do so. So you bring him to the point to really try, and you back him up, and still do not overtax him, but make him leave his comfort zone to find growth.
Yeah.
And that's a very big, big thing. And on the other hand, as people who look for growth and want to thrive and look for somebody who can help them on their way, it's important to really let go from time to time and trust the one who guides you. And even if you think, oh no, I will never manage that, or this will be my boundary, and you have somebody you can really trust and who's into the process and knows what people are capable to, then maybe he has more trust in you, because he knows that you will be able. So you just have to let go and really go for it and try it, and you will be astounded in the end what you are capable of, and then you will find real growth.
Yeah, that's for sure. And as a parent for children, you are also a coach. Sometimes you are in front, sometimes you are beside, and most of the time you should probably be behind. So you can have these three positions that you need to maintain, and you need to take lead when you should take lead. You have to be there when your child or your client is falling. Then it is time to act. You always have to be proactive with your own skills before unwanted things should happen. But sometimes you should also trust what you have built up and stay behind, and maybe it is also good to fall over sometimes.
Yeah.
To challenge.
So room to, or give room for mistakes, because from mistakes people can learn and get stronger. So yeah, there are some parents maybe who are very protective or even overprotective, and there's no room for failure in this education. So children will never unfold their full potential because they cannot try and test out and grow.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same if you have a leadership position in business.
Mm.
It's exactly the same as for a coach or a parent. So first of all, you have to build up trust. Then you have to encourage people to bring up their best, to see the potential in them, to really back them up, but also giving room for failure and give the opportunity to grow and get stronger and better. And in the end, that will make the whole team better and therefore the results.
Yeah. And you remember when it was on the first trip, the first day, we have guides and terms and conditions for everything that we are doing in our daily life. And this is about experience. That is experience for other people that has been told from mouth to mouth for several years. And when you receive the chocolate, and then national chocolate from Norway, which is called the Quick Lunch, you open it, and you inside there's 9 rules of how to survive in the mountain.
Yeah, that's true.
So it is kind of based on experience from others.
Yeah,
that you kind of it's your what can I say, stone tablets here, so you can survive.
Yeah, and while picking somebody who mentors you or brings you to a point where you want to be, it's mostly about experience and trust for sure. So when you mentored me learning the technique, it was because you was experienced in that technique and you have been at that place where I was when I started it. So you knew exactly what to tell me or which tips to give to overcome the challenges which I faced at that specific moment. So when I went further through the process and improved, I faced different challenges and you gave me different tips how to overcome those. And therefore, by adapting those tips, I really learned very good and very well how to do this technique and how to endure for a longer distance. And that's the same if we want, as we said before, if it's our clients for coaching, if it's team members which we have to lead, or if it's children, then it's more or less based on experience. And therefore, roles can maybe even switch from time to time, because maybe a team member is very experienced in a specific area, and therefore he can mentor the rest of the team how to improve in that area.
Mm. And it's also about to repeat experiences and repeat and tell the stories further on. Like with this cabin we are inside of now, it was a barn for cows for since 1850. Since that time, they have cows here. But still, there is building techniques here that surprises me when I dig into the ground and to get rid of all the soil and to renew some of it. There was still a technique they used that still works today. To prevent the cold to go through the walls, to have the water passing without having the materials rotten.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all the old skills, but if you forget about the old skills, when you are in a process of innovation, for example, you forget the basement you're standing on.
Yeah,
so you need to know the history where you're coming from to be able to aim for something in front of you.
That's true. And so you need an understanding of the whole of the whole a thing, so to say. Like if it's a machine or whatever, a system, you really have to understand how it works before you can insert changes into it. Because maybe you will get rid of things or change things you do not understand and you think they are useless. And in the end, it turns out it was very wise to have them. Or if you will come up with a brand new system, you first have to find the flaws in the old system, but as well the advantages of it, so that you can really build up a helpful new tool which includes the good things of the old, but overcomes the flaws as well.
Yeah, that's true. And to have this kind of incremental innovation stages so you can kind of renew and make things better bit by bit instead of taking this fully big steps, because that can create a lot of frustration as well. It's like when you, it's a good example about your trip on the skis, because you learned little bit, all of it during the trip. If you had just gone with the first technique for 3 years and then should learn something new, it would be harder for you than kind of learn.
Steadily improve.
Yeah, exactly. So it is that's probably the one of the meaning about life, that you are alerted to be try to be better and better all the time, and to refine your comparative advantage every time as much as you can, and to kind of follow up yourself as a respect for yourself.
Yeah, true. Yeah, and it requires a kind of open-mindedness as well.
Yeah.
So if you're not completely open-minded, then you maybe overlook things, or you will disregard them willingly, because you're not open to them, which may turn out to be very helpful in the end if you had listened to them in the beginning.
Yeah, that's true. Because if you are closed, that means either that you believe that you have learned what you needed to learn, and then you probably haven't learned anything, and you kind of die younger at, or I don't know if you die younger, but you will kind of feel that everybody else know more than you, and you kind of lose out of the big game. You should. Yeah, people have different visions about their life, but I believe that it's important to study new things all the time, to refine your own skills,
True.
to meet different people, to get rid of ha bad habits and maybe good habits as well, because you need to change or look for change to be able to innovate something new.
True.
Yeah. So I'm so grateful that you came up here and experienced the clear white snow and the elements
That's
and
really amazing of you,
yeah.
to be honest. I came here with zero expectations. Actually, I expected this to be a cabin made of logs, empty inside, and with very basic equipment. But it turned out to be very well equipped. We had this stuff here. We had a nice kitchen, good beds, and it was really amazing to be here. And the location is incredible. And on top, we had luck with the weather as well.
Yeah.
So there were some periods where the weather was not that good, but we adapted to it. And while adapting, we changed our plans.
Yeah.
Or maybe we didn't have any plans. We just did what was at hand
Follow the cyclist.
and follow the cyclists, yeah. And therefore, I didn't have the feeling to miss a single minute here where I said, oh, wow, we wanted to do this and that, but now the conditions are like this. Because we only approached to challenges or ideas which were suitable to the condition we found. So that was very good to get back to the basic, to refill energy, but still to try something new and have a lot of fun and challenge yourself, actually.
Yeah, it has been a lot we have done also during this short period of time. So this is the first podcast, as we said,
Yeah.
about from the mountain talk.
Yes.
And next time we do it from another place. And
From another mountain.
yeah,
Maybe in
exactly.
Germany, we will see.
Yeah. So my name is Olav Borgemoen.
Yeah, and I'm David Wirtz, and we are happy to have you here on this podcast. And if you're interested, then you can follow up. You can meet me, for example, on Facebook at David Wirtz or Wirtz.de, W WUERTZ point DE. And you will find me on the same name on Instagram as well. And there you will find the link to my website as well.
Yeah, and mine you will find on Olav Borgemoen and Publix. So I'm looking forward to meet you as an audience in the future as well. And
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.